You're listening to the WHO podcast for the week of 27th of February. I'm Ian Simpson. In this episode, new report highlights neurological disorders around the world. Yellow fever vaccination campaign protects more than 1 million people in Togo. And WHO Director General announces new senior management team. A new report published by WHO this week looks at the problems faced by people with neurological disorders. In simple terms, that means anything that affects the brain, the spinal cord, the nervous system, or muscles. The report says that up to 1 billion people worldwide are affected by neurological disorders, which range from epilepsy to Alzheimer's disease and from stroke to headaches. The report says, for example, as many as 50 million people have epilepsy and another 24 million have Alzheimer and other forms of dementia. Neurological disorders affect people in all countries, regardless of age, sex, education or income. WHO strongly believes that caring for people with neurological disorders within the primary healthcare system is the best solution, particularly where people have no other access to healthcare. At the moment, for example, as many as 9 out of 10 people with epilepsy in Africa go untreated, although highly effective, low-cost treatments are available. Health systems need to be strengthened to provide better care with more trained staff and essential drugs. There are also simple measures that can be taken to prevent neurological disorders. Motorcyclists wearing helmets and people in vehicles using seatbelts can prevent brain injuries. Immunisation against meningitis and early identification and treatment of malaria can also prevent neurological disorders. The Director General, Dr. Margaret Chan, has named her senior team to lead WHO headquarters in Geneva. Dr. Chan also announced a revised structure, which includes 3 new health clusters. Making the announcement, Dr. Chan said her goal is to align the organisation's structure with the 6 core areas she's identified to take WHO's work forward. These are health development, health security, health systems capacity, evidence and information, partnership and performance. And in the West African state of Togo, WHO and partners have just completed a mass vaccination campaign to protect people against yellow fever. The campaign was started after the first cases of yellow fever in almost 20 years were reported in the north of the country. During the campaign, which was supported by the new Yellow Fever Initiative, about 1.3 million people were vaccinated. Dr. Kodri Tonkari is the WHO representative in Togo. He told Fadela Shaib about the campaign.
Yellow fever is a very serious, very severe infectious disease due to a virus present in the tropical regions of Africa and South America. The clinical manifestation of yellow fever are, at the beginning, it is fever and jaundice, and at a later stages, we can have bleedings. This last year, several epidemics have been reported from countries in West Africa. Fortunately, this disease has a vaccine that confers a 10-year to lifelong immunity. It is very effective. The disease is transmitted by mosquitoes. It is not transmitted between humans.
Is WHO recommending not to travel to Togo?
People can safely travel to Togo. It's not a problem. We will just recommend them to those traveling to the areas affected to get themselves vaccinated.
Tell us, what are the challenges to conduct a massive vaccination campaign?
It is the first massive vaccination campaign that we have for the last 20 years concerning yellow fever. The last one was in 1984-85. It's why it was important to get support from many partners. First of all, one of the main challenges that we have is, of course, to have a strong political commitment from national authorities. We need to have staff to be able to cover the entire country for the campaign. We need also to mobilize the population. For the preparation also, we are providing technical support to the Ministry of Health in order to train staff. This campaign is really a wonderful example of national and international cooperation. It was also important to undertake social mobilization activities with the local communities so that really people can participate actively to the campaign.
Looking back at this last week's of intense work, What are your strongest impressions?
From my experience in the field, we have been really very well impressed by the strong commitment of health workers, thousands of volunteers and partners. We have been equally very impressed by the positive welcome from the population, who did really understand very well the advantage of being vaccinated against yellow fever.
That was Dr. Kodri Tonkari, the WHO representative in Togo, talking to Fadela Shaib. And you can learn more about that vaccination campaign in a special photo feature on the WHO website. Thanks for listening to the WHO podcast. For the latest public health news and any more information about WHO's work, please visit our website, www.who.int.